He is a Bronze Star recipient, good guy, and he's going to, I have not asked him, but I think he knows that I need an insurance pop quiz question. Kind of a brain teaser. Yeah, yeah. We'll, and we'll find out. We will find out precisely what I don't know about the insurance industry. He's the professional. He does it for a living. I'm the one that knows nothing about the insurance industry. We'll see what I know. It's a little embarrassing sometimes, though. Stay where you are. Also, we're going to talk about that bartender who said he was forced to repay thousands of dollars to the lodge after being robbed at gunpoint. If you missed it, there was a great article in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. But I was talking with somebody just yesterday, and we were saying, well, why don't we meet at the lodge? No, I'm boycotting it. I said, why? He said, well, because they forced a bartender to pay back. Money is a part of a robbery. Oh, really? Well, and then this morning there's an article in the RJ on that very, very subject. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
A small business owner, would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Homeland Security Secretary defending the Biden administration's handling of migrants. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
At a White House briefing, DHS Secretary Mayorkas announced that the migrant camp in Del Rio, Texas, is now empty.
There are no longer any migrants in the camp underneath the Del Rio International Bridge.
He also defended the administration's policy of deporting Haitian and other illegal migrants who had gathered in the thousands.
We do not conduct ourselves in an immoral way.
Mayorkas said an investigation is now underway into the U.S. Border Patrol's treatment of migrants. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Forecasters keeping a sharp eye on a pair of storms, subtropical storm Teresa forming north of Bermuda, and Hurricane Sam now intensifying in the Atlantic. Forecasters say Sam likely to become a major hurricane later Saturday. Also at townhall.com, just weeks after a near total ban on abortion went into effect in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott Friday signing a separate bill into law. It will restrict Texans' access to abortion-inducing medication.
Mail-order abortion drugs are now prohibited in the state of Texas.
At the bill signing ceremony, Abbott says he's very proud of the new laws in the Lone Star State.
We as Texans stepped up and passed multiple laws this session to do more than Texas and more than any other state has ever done to protect innocent, unborn life.
Millions of Americans eligible to receive a Pfizer booster shot now. Boosters are available at a number of health departments, clinics, and some 40,000 drugstores nationwide. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then just 3 months later, a U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others.
Everybody out there, we have a fallen angel. A fallen angel. Roger.
Fallen Angel, Extortion 1-7. The story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Third-generation lawyers Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury on a legacy of fighting and winning for their clients. If you've been hurt, they will stand by you every step of the way, like family, because family would never let you settle for less than you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. A well-known cancer treatment center has stopped taking new patients from the Health Insurance Trust, which covers the Clark County teachers. Comprehensive Cancer Center of Nevada officials say long-standing billing problems with THT Health led to that action being taken. The center has said it will continue to provide care for established THT Health patients and is willing to accept new patients once the billing problems have been resolved. The nonprofit trust is overseen by the union and covers about 34,000 school district employees and their families. The new union, which represents state police and other public safety workers, is throwing support behind one of Governor Sisolak's potential GOP opponents. The Nevada Police Union says it's backing former U.S. Senator Dean Heller, who announced his run for governor on Monday. In backing Heller, the union snubbed Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo, who's also seeking the Republican nomination for governor. The union represents some 735 state peace officers, including NHP troopers, parole and probation officers, and university police.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Still have a crash. It's blocking the HOV lane, US 95 westbound at Decatur there on the left side. Also, your bumper-to-bumper US 95 eastbound at Rancho. And you still have that flashing signal at Cheyenne and Pecos. Treat that as a four-way stop.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. Joining us now, always happy to have him on, Sam Peters, GOP candidate for Congress in CD4. He is the owner of Peters Family Insurance. He is a U.S. Air Force major and a Bronze Star recipient. I'm so proud of him, so thankful for his service, and thankful that he joins us from time to time on this program. Sam, how you been? You been busy?
Kevin, well, you know I'm a busy man. I keep it that way, and it's good to be here with you, sir.
You got a bunch of different jobs, including being out on the campaign trail. One thing you always do, you always bring an insurance pop quiz to the program, trying to stump the host, which you normally do. What do you have for us today?
I'm going to give you one that I think you're going to get.
Okay.
I'm actually on the campaign trail. I'm out here at the Pahrump Valley Fall Festival. It's a 4-day event, started yesterday, and to be out here through Sunday. At the fairgrounds. If anybody listening is wants something to do this weekend, get out of Las Vegas or the Clark County area, come up here to Pahrump and see what's going on. There's lots and lots of people here, so we're busy with that. I just had a supporter come up to me, and I mean, there's lots of people up here who know who I am already and what I do for a living, and they asked me an insurance question. So I'm going to give that question to you and your listeners.
Oh, good.
And the question was a rural Nevada type question. And it was, you know, we're running into a problem. We're not sure what's covered in this scenario. We own a home. We've got a little bit of land. And we raise sheep and goats. And we're turning it into a production farm scenario. So the question was, does our liability from the home extend through our little bit of land and the production we're going to have with the animals?
Oh, wow. Would it extend to the I would think if you had a business application that would not be covered under the homeowners, would it?
That you're on the right track, Kevin, but this is why you can't hire professional insurance people to answer these questions. You're in this scenario, you are correct. It does not extend to the animal productions. Business productions, business entities, those type of things that are operated out of the home, they can be added in some cases to a homeowner's insurance policy by a rider. But in this particular case, it is absolutely a farming operation, and it needs to be on its own separate policy to be covered. In fact, if it turns out that it's not on a policy of its own, and the company that has the homeowner's insurance policy finds out, they will likely cancel that policy. So,
oh wow. So, in other words, I was sort of right.
You were definitely right. You were on it.
All right.
So congratulations.
Okay. I got the next question then.
Fire away.
Nancy Pelosi says she's going to have a vote on Monday on this $3.5 trillion so-called human infrastructure bill and the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. First of all, are either of those bills going to pass?
I am praying that the Democrats that have stood up against it, Manchin is on my mind. You know, I hope those folks don't cave. I hope the other Democrats that are voicing concerns with it hold their ground and don't go for it. We better hope and pray it doesn't pass. You know, we're at a $29 trillion deficit right now. We're talking about two bills together that surpass our annual GDP, so it's automatic debt. You know, they're talking raising the debt ceiling again. It is incredibly bad for America. And, you know, bringing it back home here to Nevada, Stephen Horsford was on CNN a couple of days ago, and his comment was, and I'm going to paraphrase here, but it was something to the effect of, this thing has to pass because this is a generational opportunity. Those were the words he used, a generational opportunity. And what that really means is he's looking at this as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for him to spend $5 trillion of your tax dollars, $5 trillion with a T. This is not something that's recoverable, and our kids and our grandkids will be saddled with disaster if these things go through.
Let me just ask you, the whole idea that there are pay-fors, I guess they call them in Washington pay-fors, but it's how they're going to do this, that apparently the president and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have come together and they have created a what is being termed a framework of how we're going to pay for these this huge amount of money that's going to be going out the door. Do you buy into that? I mean, the idea that we have pay-fors, does that make it right?
But the pay-fors, just so anybody listening is very clear on this, pay-fors are taxes. There's no other way around it. You can take money away from one program. There's not enough money in our budget at this point to pay for these things. So to pay for it, and to use their term, to create a pay-for, that's a tax. And Joe Biden has been very clear, and the Democrats have been very clear as well. They want to raise taxes. They want to raise taxes, and it's businesses that are going to suffer, and businesses, when they suffer, that starts to affect, the cost of consumables. It affects the employees. It affects the number of employees that businesses can hire. This is incredibly bad economic policy in the middle of or at the end of a pandemic that was shut down by Democrat policies. And now we've seen 18 and 19 months, specifically here in Nevada, of the highest unemployment in the nation. And, you know, Steve Sisolak, I had one of my folks at the Asian Chamber of Commerce luncheon yesterday. Steve Sisolak was the guest speaker, and he was asked about the unemployment rates here in Nevada. And his answer was, well, we're going to do some things about that. But literally, that was his answer. We're going to do some things about that. Well, he's been doing things about that. And, you know, our federal delegation has been absolutely silent and complicit in the shutdowns and the unemployment rates, what they are. And now they're going to pile on top of that this amazing, you know, despicable $5 trillion bill that they're going to try and pass on Monday. So my advice to everybody would be, call your congressman, call them all day long on Monday, telling them to knock it off.
And do we, has Stephen Horsford, has he committed one way or another? A lot of these politicians, they don't want to commit until the vote's right on top of them, and then they do it in the middle of the night, so nobody knows.
So you said very clearly that Nancy Pelosi wants this thing to pass. So the answer is, you think Horsford has committed? Because I'll just preface before you answer, he's voted 99% with Nancy Pelosi since he's taken office. He's committed.
That's incredible. That's a good reason to usher him to the door. I want to take you in a different direction, and that is the border crisis. Alejandro Mayorkas was on TV today. He's been on TV the last couple of days. He says that. And even Joe Biden has said that these agents, these Border Patrol agents on horseback, will pay. What the hell are they talking about?
Well, So there's a number of things to talk about in this particular case. First thing I will say on that point of Biden coming out and having an opinion on this based on a still photograph, that of course the liberal left is spinning into something that it's not. For the president of the United States to come out and say that about a federal employee is way off base. This, if anything happens to this guy and I'm talking about the Border Patrol horseman. If anything was to happen to him on a human resource level, he's got an absolute case because too many people have spoke up about this, and he hasn't been given his due process. So that's the first thing I'll say. The second thing I'll say is the DHS secretary coming out and saying it as well. You know, there's only one thing that can be deduced by the way the Department of Homeland Security secretary has responded to this, and that deduction is that they are incredibly weak on security and they don't care about America. Those are the only two things that I can come up with, because I was a canine handler in the military, as you know. One of my first duty stations was Panama. We had horse patrol. We had horses that would help defend the base and keep people off the base that wanted to come on. What that Border Patrol horseman was doing was absolutely, from what I could see, and again, I wasn't there and I don't know the full optics of it, but from what I could see, they were trying to keep people out of the United States. and good on them for doing that, because that's their job. And again, for the leadership to come out as they have, it is absolutely demonstrative that they have a weak policy. And, you know, when you get 12,500 or more people from a country, you know, 1,200 miles away over an ocean, when you got them piled up under a bridge in El Paso, Texas, trying to get into the United States, and you don't know how they got there, that's also indicative of a weak policy.
I want to ask you about AOC. She was brought to crocodile tears over the Iron Dome being replenished in Israel to protect the Israeli people from the Palestinians, and I mean it was horrible. She actually broke down in tears.
This is a scenario that just, you know, you could use the word ironic in this for this, but it's really lunacy. She's an absolute lunatic. You know, in one breath, they're going to push, and she'll vote for this $5 trillion that we're talking about on Monday. So $5 trillion, that's 5,000 billion.
And
she's gonna cry and have tears over $1 billion for an Iron Dome for Israel, which is going to protect the Israeli people and you know, Jerusalem, all of these places, from attacks from a terrorist organization. So whether you agree with spending the $1 billion on it or not, my first question was, okay, is Israel footing the bill for any of this, or are we just continuing to give handouts? We need to talk about that. That's one conversation. It's not worth crying about, literally crying. And it certainly brings to mind this term of lunacy when, in one breath, you're talking about spending $5 trillion and you're going to have crocodile tears over $1 billion. It's just, she's off her rocker, absolutely,
yeah.
Off her rocker.
Again, Sam Peters joining us, a GOP candidate for Congress in CD4, trying to unseat Stephen Horsford and go to Washington and clean things up. I know that, speaking of cleaning things up, in Arizona, they've been talking about this audit in Maricopa County, and at least the early indications are that the results are that Biden got more votes than were counted. Does this close the book on Arizona now?
Well, we're going to have to see the full results come out. I mean, I wasn't able to watch what came out in the testimony, and as I understand it, it was that information was going to come out in whole, so the public can peruse it, and we'll see what's all in there. I'm seeing graphics that were presented to the legislature that, you know, on particular dates before the audit, the logs were purged. And, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 38,000 transactions were purged from the machines before the audit. So I don't know the full story on it yet. I'll tell you, it's going to be interesting to get the full analysis and what it looks like. I do know that the liberal media is in full effect on this, and they in fact came out. There were a lot of stories being posted and put out to people late yesterday, ahead of the results coming out, you know, saying things like, well, we've got a sneak peek at the results, and this is what it is. So I'm cautious, unlike our president and the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, I'm cautious before I give a full-on opinion about something when I just have one piece of information like they do. So we're gonna take a look at it. We're going to keep our eye on it. And, you know, if a true audit says that Biden won, then we'll act accordingly, but we'll see what the full results are.
Do we need other states to do what they're doing in Arizona? Do we
absolutely
need more audits of elections around the country?
Yeah, absolutely, we do. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. When you have a pile of elected officials that just absolutely refuse transparency, there's an issue. There's something to be hidden. Why on this God's green earth would we want to hide what's on a machine in an election where we want one person, one vote? If you can look at the machine and determine that, you know, exactly what happened, exactly how many votes went in, how many votes came out, was it accurate, was it exactly what it was supposed to be? If you have that information at your fingertips, why not get it out? There's no good answer that I could come up with, or that's been presented that I've heard, to not have that audit. So yeah, I'm absolutely for the audits. I think we need one here in Nevada for sure. I think we need them in Pennsylvania. We need them in Georgia. And quite frankly, on election night in November of 2020, I was watching at 10 o'clock at night, I was watching Virginia, and President Trump was up 200,000 votes at 10 p.m., and he ended up losing the state. So I'm curious on a lot of different fronts. And again, when you have elected officials absolutely with their heels in the sand, not allowing transparency, it begs the question, what are they hiding?
Now, Sam, we've come to the part of the week where everybody now is looking forward to the weekend and kicking back. But when you run a business, you own and run a business, and you're running for Congress, that means you're working weekends. What do you have coming up over the course of the next few days?
Yeah, next 2 days. So like I said, I'm up here in Pahrump at the Fall Festival. There's lots of vendors. There's lots of campaigning going on. The folks up here in Nye County have come in to support this festival. They skipped it last year. It's the biggest festival in Nye County, and they skipped it last year. So the people are making up for it this weekend. I will be out here most of the day tomorrow and most of the day on Sunday. And if folks want to come up and see me and talk some more, I'd love to see them.
And enjoy deep fried everything. Hey, come on.
Oh my God.
There goes the diet. There goes the diet. Oh my God. Hey, listen, you have fun. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to help your campaign, how do they do it?
Yeah, sampetersforcongress.com is the best way. Go to my website, check it out. Hit the more info button if you want to get in touch with me. We'll have somebody reach out. We've done so well in this campaign so far. Kevin, I want to throw this out there to you. I was able to hire my first full-time staff member a couple of weeks ago. His name's Ryan Shear. He's incredible. And if you click that button on my website, sampetersforcongress.com, it'll go right to him, and he will reach out to you right away, because that's what I told him to do.
Oh, that is great. Sam, have a great weekend. You and Melissa and the family, you have a lot of fun, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one now.
There you go. Sam Peters, GOP candidate for Congress in CD4. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get $20 off an AC recharge. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. You and I both know that there is something seriously wrong with the way Nevada has been managed. Mr. Sisolak closed our businesses, our schools, our places of worship, and even silenced objecting voices. And now, as more facts come out, it looks like much of the economic and emotional damage promoted by our current governor was unnecessary. So can you really trust Mr. Sisolak to protect your gun rights? Remember, this is a guy who made your COVID suffering worse. I don't think he cares about your right to own and bear arms. I'm Fred Simon, a working MD, a medical doctor living in Douglas County. I will end the extreme and irresponsible policy